It's time for the ETF Spotlight, where each week we highlight one exchange-traded fund. There are thousands of ETFs available to invest in. ETF Prime has sorted through them all, so you don't have to.
The ETF we're spotlighting this week is the Robo Global Healthcare Technology and Innovation ETF. The ticker symbol is HTEC, HTEC. And joining us via phone from Dallas to discuss this ETF is Chris Buck, head of capital markets at Robo Global. Chris, always great having you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate the opportunity to kind of highlight something that we're very, very, very excited about.
Well, yeah, so this is Robo Global's second ETF after the very successful robotics and automation ETF, ticker symbol Robo. That now has, what, $1.2 billion invested in it. It was the first robotics ETF. What was the catalyst behind launching HTEC?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. Just to somewhat level set to help your listeners kind of understand who we are. We're a little bit different. We're a very focused firm. Really, all that we do is focus on the strategies of robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and healthcare technology. And so, you know, we took a step back and we looked at innovation in disruptive companies typically can really help generate really good returns for investors. Typically, the newer companies that are innovating are overlooked by Wall Street. So we have very focused strategies on unstructured opportunities, aka themes, that are really global by nature. So it's really, really hard to access. So an ETF is a great access vehicle to access global stocks that are disrupting, you know, status quo. We also think disruption innovation is a really inefficient area. And so the investor really needs to understand the exposure, think about the diversification and the risk, and have a really long-term horizon. And you mentioned it. In 2013, we launched over 5 years ago Robo Global to really help investors capture the megatrend in robotics and AI. In researching this universe over the past 6 years, the one thing that kept standing out again and again and again was the convergence of robotics, AI, and life science. And our best performing sector, if you recall, in the Robo Global classification system, there are 12 subsectors, one of them being healthcare. And for the past 6 years, that's been one of the best performing sectors in Robo Global. So hence, we decided to, you know, measure twice, cut once, and launched HTEC, HTEC, or ETF.
Okay, so let's go through that ETF. Tell us how companies are selected, weighted, how many holdings. Give us a rundown.
Sure. So to choose the most relevant companies for inclusion in the index, we evaluate companies in each of 9 sectors of technology and market leadership. And the sectors, before I go into them, think for your listeners, think of this lens. This whole portfolio is designed to address prevention, early detection, and eradication of major diseases. So this is focused on preventing sickness through AI and digitization, whereas typical healthcare funds are really just treating the sick. So through that lens, what we do is we look at 9 sectors, which are robotics, lab automation, diagnostics, genomics, regenerative medicine, medical instruments, data analytics, telehealth, and precision medicine. So in these 9 sectors, we're looking for companies that have technology advancements, that they're best in class. And then we look at the revenue, we get market leadership, technology leadership, and then we rate the companies on multiple factors and come out with a modified portfolio of weights. So we have essentially 85 holdings. The weight in the top 10 names are about 16%. And, you know, if you look at HTEC versus kind of the I believe many of your investors may own XLV, which is like the spider healthcare, and it really illustrates the point. a lot of us has heard of the opiate problems. Oklahoma just settled. Johnson & Johnson is the number one holding of XLV. It's a 10% weighting. So the effective weighting of some of the market cap weighted healthcare funds, which are focused on treating the sick, you can have at least 10 names. The top 10 names are 50% of the portfolio. The top 10 names of 85 names that we own is about 16%. So we're 64% small cap and mid cap compared to most of the healthcare funds that are super mega cap pharmaceuticals.
Chris, for people unfamiliar with this space, can you walk through a few specific examples of medical technology, maybe a few that you find particularly interesting?
You know, one of the areas that we talked about is telehealth. You know, we own a company called Teladoc, which is a U.S.-based company, and it's, you know, if you're feeling sick and you know you probably need antibiotics, it really shortens the client experience. So you basically hop on with the doctor on a tablet or a computer. You go through a diagnosis. The doctor prescribes, in some cases, might be antibiotics. And within a couple of hours, you're starting to take your medicine. Another company that we own, which you may not know or have heard of, I talked a little bit about the access vehicle, is Ping An, P-I-N-G, second word, An, Ping An. It's a leader in telemedicine in China. So we own non-U.S. securities. 82% of the portfolio is U.S., but we do own some industry-leading non-U.S. companies. And Ping An has over 265 million users using telemedicine. So if you think about it, there's only 327 million people in the U.S. So roughly as many people using telemedicine in China, you know, is almost equal to, you know, pretty close to the total population in the U.S. So it kind of tells you how medicine is being delivered and is going to be changing. So it's the largest mobile. Another company you may have heard is Edward Life Sciences, ticker. They're a pioneer in providing advanced surgical tools and implantable devices. That's going to be a really, really big prevention trend in medicine, wearing wearables, implantable devices. In this particular play, it's a pure play in a groundbreaking treatment called TAVR, which is a heart valve replacement. And so, there's, you know, at the end of the day, the convergence of AI, robotics is really here to assist physicians. There's going to be a huge shortfall in physicians globally. So this isn't instead of physicians. This is literally to help what physicians we do have and in the future, help them deliver medicine in a better way that's more focused on prevention and less on writing scripts from big pharmaceutical companies.
Chris, this is Jason Lank. You've got a nice piece out, the fact sheet, where you talk about the drivers for technology revolution, you know, healthcare shifting to a preventative approach, you know, assisting physicians, augmenting their productivity, and reducing healthcare costs. As I think through the opportunities for HTEC, another tailwind I would think would be demographics. We live in an aging world, an aging country. People, you know, baby boomers are retiring, thousands of them every year. Do you see a place where as the population ages and perhaps spends more on healthcare, that could absolutely be something that an investor might want to consider as they look at this ETF?
Well, yeah, if you look at the demand drivers, and very similar to Robo Global, you know, the ticker Robo, you kind of look at long-term themes and what are the drivers of demand. And if you look, I mean, you said it perfectly. I mean, if you think of the aging demographics, there's powerful drivers underpinning this. There's over 10,000 people turning 65 every single day. There's a shortage of doctors. I mean, we're about to come into an issue where it's going to be hard to service all the people who are aging. Thankfully, AI is converging to help. And I would point at a blog if some of your listeners are interested. I think one of our advisors, and we're a little bit different in that we lean on our strategic investment advisors, One of our advisors is Daniela Roos. She's head of MIT CSAIL, which stands for Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence. She wrote a wonderful blog, and it's a nice story to remind us how fast this is changing and how impactful it can be. It's on our website at roboglobal.com under research, but I encourage your listeners to read it. And it's basically saying that there's this interrelated field that's converging that's going to help healthcare, and it's robotics, artificial intelligence, which we're defining enables machines to reason and to make decisions, and then machine learning, which enables machines to use power of data to identify patterns and to make decisions with human intervention. And the best example in healthcare is the diagnosis of cancer. There is an AI system used to review the images of lymph nodes. The system error rate was not really remarkable. It was about, you know, they made 3.5% errors. But when you combine artificial intelligence, machine vision with a doctor, the error rate dropped to 0.5%. So, I mean, it's gonna really aid doctors and really benefit the delivery of healthcare. And so we've identified a very high active share ETF that's very different from what's out in the marketplace. We have less than 4.6% overlap with the S&P. We have less than 2% in common with MSCI World. There's less than 12% in common with RoboGlobal. And there's less than 27% with the S&P Global Healthcare Fund. So again, you know, a lot of the funds out there are focused on big pharma and insurers. We're on the technology and AI side of that.
And Chris, did I see correctly that there's an ESG screen as part of the index methodology behind this ETF?
Yeah. I mean, part of all of RoboGlobal's process, I mean, we want our premise is to make investors money, right? And people ask, how do you use this? Well, it's typically could be a 10% satellite weighting to what you already have. But part of making a lot of money for investors is also doing right by investors. And one of the easiest way to do right by investors is to avoid landmines. I mean, you don't feel pretty good even though Johnny John's up today. You really need to be careful. And so we use a corporate governance model. We screen our universe of stocks. If they're flagged on a variety of measurements on social, environmental, corporate governance, we'll research it. And there are quite a few, you know, names that pop up that we love, but there could be part of their revenue that's not associated with things. And by being true to kind of our ESG screen, we're able to steer away and not end up owning, you know, a landmine down the road.
Well, Chris, great spotlight this week. Always appreciate you joining us. Certainly wish you all the best on this ETF. Congratulations on all the continued success of RoboGlobal. Look forward to visiting again soon.
I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and look forward to talking to you soon.
That was Chris Buck, head of capital markets at RoboGlobal.